This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. President Joe Biden welcomed Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga to the White House Friday for his first visit from a foreign leader since taking office. At a joint news conference, Biden said that the United States and Japan will work together to show that democracies can deliver on their promises.
We're going to work together to prove that democracies can still compete and win in the 21st century. We can deliver for our people in the face of a rapidly changing world.
The meeting underscores Biden's emphasis on alliances to deal with an increasingly assertive China. Biden and Suga are also looking to counter messaging from Chinese President Xi Jinping that America and democracies in general are on the decline after the political turmoil and international withdrawal that marked Donald Trump's presidency. The United Nations says it has suspended aid operations in the Nigerian town of Damasak after armed groups attacked aid workers and humanitarian agencies. The UN says up to 65,000 people have fled fighting in the town located near the border with Niger. The spokesman for the UN Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Laerke, said Friday that agencies were forced to shut down because of targeted attacks by insurgents against aid workers, humanitarian assets, and facilities.
The situation on the ground is extremely critical. If this continues, it will be impossible, maybe for longer periods of time, for us to deliver aid to people who desperately need it.
Violence in the Lake Chad Basin has uprooted 3.3 million people since 2009 when the Islamist extremist group Boko Haram launched its insurgency. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA.